Blog Talk Radio.
And you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I just hope that you guys are encouraged today and know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing in your life, that God is a God that He will do what He said, His Word says He will do. Today, I want to discuss off the bat something that's on my heart. I just want to share with you, and it's coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. That's Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. We're talking about the wise and foolish builders. The wise and foolish builders. Now, I wonder if you understand what is a builder, first of all. A builder is someone who puts things together, someone who orchestrates things, someone who builds something. When you build something, you think about a foundation. You have to lay a foundation first. You have to lay a foundation that can support what you're about to create. You know, it has to be able to hold its weight, the weight of the objects that's upon it. And in this scripture, in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, we're reading about the wise and foolish builders. Verse 24 says this. It says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell with a great crash." That's the word of the Lord. That's Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And we're going to get to that scripture in a minute. Well, I'm going to play for you guys this song, and I really, really love this song. And I hope you guys love this song too. This song from Kirk Franklin's "Are You Listening?"
"Hungry, you fed me. Naked, you clothed me. They will know us by our love."
Can't imagine how it felt as you lay there, through the dark, through the heat, through the cold, with your friend by your side, held his hand and watched him die, and you cried as you prayed for his soul. I can't imagine how it felt as you stood there, through the winds that would just not go away. Kiss my wife, tell my son, my work on earth is done. You're the one that can still hear them say, oh.
Is there anybody out there listening? And does anybody know my name? No, my friend, we were not
Can't imagine how you felt as you sat there, trying to hide the fear upon your face. And as the earth begins to cry, and you ask the preacher why, tonight we can hear the children say, hear them say.
This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Right now, we're coming to you with the word coming to you out of Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Right now, I'm just going to take a second to pray, and I pray that you will pray. I hope that you will pray with me as well. Father God, we just come right now, just praying, Father God, that you'll be glorified this hour. I pray, Father God, that something that's spoken will touch someone's heart, will touch someone's life. I pray, God, you'll give me the words that will encourage people to make changes, positive changes in their lives. Lord, I thank you for your word, and I thank you, God, for your spirit. And Lord, I decrease that you might increase. Please touch someone right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm coming to you out of Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. And this is a story that I believe that we've grown up. I know if you've grown up in the church, you've heard this story so much about the wise and the foolish builder. You can even see the imagery when it says that the rain in verse 20, 25, when verse 25, it says, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. You know, so I know, you know, you have that bit, that picture, and then you have this other picture that the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. That's verse 27. Why did it fall? Because of a great crash? It did it because in verse 26, preceding that verse, it said, it's like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. That's the second half of it. So what I want us to focus on today is the wise and the foolish builders. What separates the wise from the foolish? You know, sometimes we all like to think of ourselves as wise. And sometimes, you know, we have different gifts and different abilities. And sometimes we say that I cannot be a builder, of someone else is a builder. But I want to tell you something today, that if you're listening right now, if you're alive, if you can breathe, you are a builder. Whether you say that you do not have the gifts to build, your actions are building something that will either last and withstand throughout hard times, difficult times, or either it will crash. So my first point today is, are you a builder? Are you a builder? You see, verse 24 says that therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. You know, we're building something. You know, there's a popular saying that you will know someone by their works. You'll know someone by their works. So guess what? You're building something. Let me tell you guys about something. I'm going to use an example of a friend of mine. My friend is listening right now, Robert Wesley Branch. What's up, Robert? You know, and one of the things I got to say is this. When you're building something, you build something that's going to either last or that's not going to last. Now, with that, God changes things. God, you can build something that will last, and God will move that foundation to another location. God will do that. But I look at the fruit of Robert Wesley Branch. You know, he's a man of God. He loves the Lord. He's a pioneer. I call him a pioneer. I think of him like a pioneer. And guess what? God shows him a vision. He builds on it. He builds. And he was one who encouraged me, you know, do what you love to do. And while you're doing what you love to do, God sometimes will call you different places. I can say that just sharing just a little personally with you tonight, that for the past year and a half, you know, I've been in grad school. And I haven't worked a traditional job. But I looked at someone named Robert Wesley Branch, who maybe two or three years ago encouraged me to go after my dreams. So I just say, Robert, you know, I thank you. I appreciate you. You know, think about this, you guys, that we are building something. And a builder generally has a vision. When you build something, just imagine, like when I was a kid, you know, and I went to the Boy Scouts of America, and I would go to the Saturday program, and we built a car. One of the things I remember was building a car. We took a slab of wood, and yeah, that's right, Robert. We took a slab of wood. They gave us chisels, you know, and sometimes they would have to help us to build and to make this rectangular slab of wood into a car. And they had to put holes in on the side, so we put the wheels and things like all that stuff. I'm telling you that because personally, I did not think I was a builder. I did not think that I was able to build anything with my hands. But guess what? I was able to do that. Guess what? In life as human beings, we're building. We're building every day. We're either building something that's going to last or building something that is not is going to fall. So are you a builder? Because if you are building, you know you're a builder. Guess what? You have a vision. And even if you take the road that says, you know what, I'm not going to make a decision. I'm not going to build. Guess what? You're still building. You're still building. So even if you decide that you're not going to go after those things that God has put on your heart, guess what? You're building something. Your life is building something. You're building something. So a builder has a vision. A builder also has an ability to create. Now, in verse 24, it states, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. That's verse 24. Verse 26 says, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. Guess what? It is true that some people do. We have some people who are hearing impaired. We have some people who cannot see. But guess what? Everyone who hears, if you're hearing impaired, guess what? God will speak to your spirit. You know, there's Braille. You know, there's what I'm trying to tell you is this, you guys. Whether God is speaking to you through his word, or whether he's speaking to you to your spirit, guess what? You have an ability to create because you have an ability to hear. And if you have ears to hear, guess what? You have an ability to create. If you're able. If you're blessed with your hands, with your feet. You know, what I'm trying to tell you guys is basically this. Everyone has an ability to create. Because it says everyone who hears. So guess what? If you're able to hear spiritually, if you're able to hear audibly, guess what? You have an ability to create. Now, I can say I don't have an ability to create. I'm not good at anything. You might say that, but then you might go out and you might do things that really bless people, things that really, really make a difference in people's lives. Guess what? You're creating something. You're building on something. So a builder has a vision. A builder also has an ability to create, which each one of us has the ability to create. And then a builder is also responsible for his own work. You know, one thing about it is this. You know, in life we have highs, and in life we have lows. A builder is responsible for his own work. Your mother, your father, your sister, brother cannot be held responsible for your actions and for the things that you do. You know, at the teachers who teach you, guess what? They can't be responsible for what you do. Now, if you listen to my show, you know, my boy is Robert Wesley Branch. Robert Wesley Branch is a pioneer, and he's been an inspiration in my life. But guess what? Even though he inspired me, what G. Wright does is on G. Wright. That means that I'm responsible for whatever I do, just as he is responsible for what he does, just as you are responsible for what you do. So as a builder, I think the biggest part is that we understand whether we're a wise and foolish builder is to understand what a builder is first. One, a builder has vision. Two, a builder has an ability to create. Third point, a builder is responsible for his own work. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to this song, and after I've gone to this next song, I'm going to come back to the next point. We're going to talk about the wise build it. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I am your host, G. Wright. And you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking about the wise and foolish builders today. Coming from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. There's someone else that I would like to say who is a pioneer. Two pioneers, actually. Chuck Brown, who invented go-go in the D.C. area. He's passed. And then Donna Summer, she passed as well. A pioneer in dance music, the queen of dance music. You're a builder. And if you're building something, guess what? No matter what you go through, no matter what you experience, whatever you built will stand. So these two musical icons, one coming from D.C., left a heritage that is so rich and something that is going to stand and be remembered and be recognized throughout the music industry. Are you a wise or a foolish builder? We're coming from Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. It says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Now, verse 25 says that the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. You know, I have to say this. Robert. One of the things that he made a point on the discussion board in the chat that, that we don't want to spend a lifetime building and yet leave no legacy. And it is true, like you're saying with that James Cleveland song, only what you do for Christ will last. That is so true, Robert. The wise builder. You think about this. A wise builder, first of all, it says, everyone who hears these words of mine, talking about Jesus' words, and put them into practice is like a wise man. So if you want to be a wise man, a wise builder, you got to spend time listening to what God is saying to you about your life. Listen to what God is saying to you. You know, in John chapter 15, verses 5 through 8, Jesus says this. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So a wise builder hears Jesus' words. That means you got to spend time with Jesus. That means you have to spend time in prayer. That means you have to spend time in the B-I-B. L-E. Ha. You know, one of the things that I have to say is this. You cannot be a master builder and a wise builder if you're going around listening to everyone, but going to God in prayer. You know, sometimes even myself, you know, I'm putting myself out there. I'm just being transparent with you guys tonight. Even I myself sometimes end up going through things, and as we all are, and as we all experience in life, going through situations, and I'll go and get advice over here, I'll go there, and I talk with this person, get this advice. Guess what? The wise builder hears Jesus' words. That means, guess what? I need to go to Jesus first. I need to go to God first in prayer. So wise builder, here's Jesus' words, and this is the other part that we forget, as my brother Robert said in the chat. The second part that says, and puts them into practice, that means that a wise builder not only listens to Jesus' words and the words and to the what's in the Bible, but also puts that into practice. That means that the wise builder is not just listening to what the Holy Spirit is telling him. The wise man is also putting that thing into practice. That means You're doing it. Yeah, hear and heed. I like that, Robert. You're kind of co-preaching with me today. Hear and heed. Yes. Yes. You know, which is to do. That means action. We have to activate it. It's like the words will be moot. That's a term that they used to say back in the day, is just moot. The words will not mean anything if we don't activate those words. So a wise builder hears Jesus' words, and then the wise man puts those words into action. I could tell you that if you wake up in the morning, I want you to get up at 6 o'clock and I want you to pray. And then I want you to look in your Bible and read Matthew 7, verse 24 through 28 in the morning. And there you will be blessed. Something's going to happen. There'll be a blessing for you. What happens if you wake up in the morning and instead of picking up your Bible and going to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 28, you decide to go and put the TV on or do something else? Guess what? You weren't obedient. When God tells you something, when God tells you to do something, guess what? It's time to do it. When God is speaking to you through his word and it's something that's relating to something that you're going through, you need to do what God is telling you to do. That's the wise builder. You hear. And in order to hear, that means you have to stop doing what you're doing. That means you need to, sometimes you just need to put a halt on things and just go somewhere in a prayer closet, be quiet, be still, turn off the cell phones, turn off Facebook, take the earpiece out of your ears, you know, and go somewhere and sit down and allow God to speak to you. So the wise builder hears Jesus' words, put those words to action. And as a result, that's what makes the person a wise man who built his house on the rock. On the rock. You know, yeah, and that's so true, Robert. You know, Robert said this, you guys. He said that he wrote this. People are always asking for fresh manna, and sometimes they don't hear anything because they didn't do the last thing God told them to do. You know that? You know what? That's so right. And I have to say this, that God is stepping all over my toes tonight, you guys. I'm gonna share something with you guys. I'm being very, very transparent tonight. About what I'm going through, right? Hello. You know, I'll say this. Personally, I believe that God was going to open up my music ministry, and then by opening up the music ministry, the preaching ministry will be recognized. But what God told me was to preach. And then my music ministry will be recognized. And there are some things that God has told me to do and some things that he told me he wants me to do. And one of those things that he told me, Robert, was to preach. You know, and I need to make sure, you know, I need to get back on into preaching every week, which is what I was doing. If you were following along with me at the end of the year, before I left, around September, August, September, I was pretty much almost preaching every week on the show. And then I went away to Japan on tour, and it was kind of hard to get the internet connection and to wake up on time. But this is something I've been doing, but I haven't been doing it consistently. So, like, Robert, if you've been listening, I know you're listening right now. So I've been doing this, you know, but I wasn't doing it consistently. And the doors I was expecting God to open, they haven't opened. Why? Why? Because I have not been consistent. I have not been consistent in doing that thing. And even tonight, even sharing this message about the wise and the foolish builders, you know, I've just been, you know, it's like this. We go through these things, you guys. We go through situations and we go through storms in our lives. Yeah, consistency is the key. Because in being a wise builder, guess what? You have to be consistent. You have to be consistent with hearing and then activating those words. And then once you've done that, then you are like the wise man. Because guess what? As verse 25 says, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Yes, yes, power through breakthrough. Let me tell you guys, I've been going through my storms. I've been feeling the rain come down, and I've been feeling that the streams are just rising up. But I want you to know that when the enemy comes against you like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against the enemy in your life. And the winds will blow and beat against that house. I want to tell you guys that even in my being obedient and going to get my Master's of Arts in Religion, Pastoral Counseling from Liberty, and I'm continuing on to get my Master's of Divinity and then to get my Doctorate in Counseling, I'll be a preacher counselor, you know. But guess what? Sometimes we're going to go through situations in our lives. But I want you to understand that when your foundation is set on the rock, that rock is Jesus Christ, that rock is the Word of God, that He is the Son of the living God. When your house and your foundation is built on that rock, you might go through the situations. But guess what? God will keep you up. God will keep you. God will keep you. And sometimes in going through that thing, sometimes God changes the situation. Sometimes He moves you into another area. So for me, guys, it's almost like, Lord, what am I doing? What am I doing right now? I'm getting my Master of Art. I've just basically in another month or two, I'll have my paper in my hands, Master of Arts in Religion, Pastoral Counseling. And but I'm telling you that this, when the rain came down, the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. If you are being obedient to what God is telling you to do, no matter what your situations might look, you know, God can move the rock. Wherever he can move the rock, He will sustain you. And sometimes you might see the water coming. But guess what? He will keep you in the midst of that storm, in the midst of it all. I want to encourage you today to be a wise builder. You know, Robert said this in the chat room. He transforms the circumstance and you. Yes, God will use the circumstance to get your attention. Right? I didn't fall when the rain came because somewhere in me, as Robert is saying this, you have a vision for your life, for your purpose. Yes, I have a vision for my life that God had given me before I even realized it was a vision. And this vision is so beyond me. But guess what? I'm encouraged today to be a wise builder. I'm encouraging you today to be a wise builder. Because guess what? God will give you a vision. He will give you a purpose. Only thing you've got to do is hear His words, put those words into action. Then you will be able to withstand the problems that you go through. And while you're going through, God will bring you people like Robert Wesley Branch. God will bring you people who are around you who are able to encourage you. Because I'm saying this to you guys. I'm saying this, that a few years ago, I was talking with Robert Wesley Branch. And I was telling him what I wanted to do. But I was working full time. And how was I going to do this? I'm not even sure if you remember this, Robert. But I was talking about how I was going to be able to support myself and go after my dreams and do these different things that God had placed in my heart to do. And I want to tell you that when you're building and you're focusing on what God is telling you to do and you're taking those steps and you keep on taking step after step after step after step by faith, and when you turn around and look, and it's like, I came through all that. I have a master's now. I have not worked a regular job in over a year and a half. But the point I'm telling you is this. If you're a wise builder, if you are a wise builder, if you desire to be a wise builder, you got to focus on what God is saying in his word. You have to focus on what God is saying to you, to your spirit. Then you got to do those things. You know, wow. And then you can withstand those problems. And then at the end of the day, when you turn around and look, it's like, wow, I'm still, my foundation is built on the rock. I might be going through things. I might be dealing with situations, but guess what? I am still on the rock. I am still planted on the rock. Guess what? I'm still alive. That vision still is alive. And even in discussing this with you guys and sharing this with you, it encourages me to make sure that while I'm doing this, I'm still doing my music. I'm still pushing my CD, that I'm still doing the things I'm supposed to do. We're going to go to this next song, and I'm going to be right back, you guys. We're going to finish talking about the wise and foolish builders.
Father, this is my prayer. I get excited when I hear your name.
My
this is G Wright, you guys. I have to say this, you guys. You know, sometimes this is one of the things I've said. One of the things I've said is that I felt like in this season that I've been like literally walking on water. Like the story about Jesus walking to toward Peter, you know, telling Peter to come to him. He's walking on water. When you are a wise builder, you're building something, you're doing what God is telling you to do, sometimes that will require you to walk in faith. Sometimes it's going to require you to be in a place where you're only submitted to God and to what he's telling you to do and what he's desiring to do in your life. I want you guys to understand that. I want you guys to understand that sometimes what you're going through and what you're experiencing, you know, God, in being a wise builder, you know, God might require you to do some things that you did not think could happen. But while we can be a wise builder, you know, we can also be a foolish builder. Like I told you earlier, we all have the capabilities. We all have the capabilities of either being a wise builder or another type of builder, a foolish builder. And what I've got to tell you today is that when you're dealing with this thing, when you're dealing with our lives, we're dealing with our works, guess what? You're going to either be a wise builder or you're not going to be a wise builder. You're going to be a foolish builder. Now, a foolish builder is just like a wise builder. Now, I think that's the part that people kind of forget. I think we kind of forget that guess what? There's only a thin line between those who are wise and those who are foolish. Those who are wise are those who hear and do. Those who are foolish are those who hear, do not do what they've been told to do, and then still expect the same results as if they had done the work. I can tell you, if you wake up and you go outside and you walk for an hour every morning, you're going to lose the weight that you need to lose within that month. And you can lose 20 pounds. Let's say if I tell you that. And then you don't do it. You cannot expect in a month to lose 20 pounds if you're not doing it. You know, I could tell you to walk by faith and not by sight. And if you're hearing what God's telling you and the way he's telling you to do, to ask, and it shall be given you, seeking, you shall find, knocking, it shall be opened to you, then guess what? If you don't do that, then guess what? You're not going to get the results that you expect to get. A foolish builder. You know, what are you focusing on? When, you know, God, because I think that so many of us believe that, you know, the wise is so much better than the foolish. You know, we're not supposed to lean to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will direct our paths. You know, the thing about the foolish builder is that the foolish builder might say, you know what, I need some bamboo instead of oak to build this house. I need plastic instead of giving me metal. You know, a foolish builder thinks, okay, I know what's best for me. So instead of me doing what God is telling me to do, instead of me doing that, I'm not going to do anything at all, or I'm going to do it my way. You see, because the foolish, they hear Jesus' words. They spend time. They just don't do. And I have to say this. I have to say this. I believe that some of you who are listening right now, just like with me, I'm in the group sometimes too. We can both be wise, and sometimes we can both be foolish builders. But I believe that some of you who are listening right now, God has been speaking to you and telling you to do certain things in your life, and you haven't done it yet. I want to tell you that my speaking tonight, in the midst of my trial, in the midst of my storm, in the midst of seeing the rain come down, in the midst of seeing the streams rising and feeling the winds blowing on my face, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, I could have either chosen to be wise or foolish. But something within me said, you know what? In this matter of my life, in my ministry, I want to be a wise builder. That means I want to not only hear what Jesus is saying, because I'm telling you, I can hear what God is telling me to do, but also put those things into action. I just want to encourage you not to allow the rain that you feel coming down and the streams that you see rising in your life and the winds that you feel beating against you. I don't want you to lose focus on what God has told you to do for you in your life. The foolish builder hears. There's no problem with the hearing. There's no problem with the ability. But you have to get beyond yourself in thinking that you either A, know what's best for you, or B, out of fear and not doing that, what God's called you to do for your life. You know, verse 27, it says that the foolish builder, that the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. If you allow fear to stop what God is trying to do in your life, if you allow fear to keep you from doing that thing that God has called you for you to do, or if you allow procrastination, guess what? You're being a foolish builder. But if you do the things that God is telling you to do, if you do the things that God is showing you to do, when you go through that situation, when you deal with those different things that you're going to go through, then guess what? It's going to stand. And I think that's so important what you're saying, Robert. Yes, the same storms fall on the wise and the foolish. Sometimes we say it's being in the right place and at the right time. And it is true what you're saying, Robert. Robert's saying this in the chat room, that the difference is who we are in the rain and storms. If we're being wise builders, guess what? When those things come, guess what? Your vision is still intact. Guess what? It's not going to fall. But if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you're either being lazy, fearful, just plain old disobedient, then guess what? When those things come, guess what? It's going to crash. Now, I want to explain something to you that God gives us wisdom. For it also there's also a proverb that says, the wise man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the foolish keep on and are punished. You know, I think we're in such a time right now that we have to ask ourselves, are we being wise or foolish builders? Are we being wise or foolish? Are we being obedient or disobedient? Do we want victory or will we settle for defeat? Do we want the blessings or do we want the curses? Do you want to be on the right side or do you want to be on the wrong side? Because the same thing, we all go through these things. We all have an ability to hear. We all have an ability to create. We're all responsible for our own works. We're all able to hear Jesus' words. It's our actions. Are we going to put these words into action? Are we going to activate the vision? Are we going to activate the vision? So that's a question I want to leave you today. Are we going to activate the vision? That means, are we going to do what God's called us to do? And once you've done that, watch what God's going to do. And with that, when you're going through something, God will, if he wants to, reposition you. God can take you from one place to another place, say, okay, your season here is is over. I'm still in control. You're still standing. Your house is still standing. Your house is still standing through the midst of that situation that other people might say is not a good situation, but your house is still standing. Your vision is still standing, and God's word for your life is still yay and amen. Are we going to activate that vision? Are we going to choose to be wise? Are we going to choose to do that thing that God sent us to do? You know, I can say forever, you know, forever, I want to go get back to the weight I used to be. But guess what? If I don't get up there and walk 1 hour like Robert Wesley Branch does, if I don't get up and do those things I've already done before, then guess what? It's not going to happen. If God is telling you to step out in faith and to do the things you need to do, don't allow fear, don't allow the enemy to speak death over your life. I want to encourage you that as a builder, God will give you the tools that you need. God will give you the tools that you need in being a wise builder. The only thing that separates the wise from the foolish is action. That's right. Love yourself. Love yourself enough to want to win. Love yourself enough to want to see victory in your life. Love yourself enough to understand that your vision is important to God. And what God has in store for your life is important. If you're wondering what it is, I can say this. I know that you know, this year, I know that God has called me to preach. I know that I am already ordained. But I wasn't telling people that because I didn't want people to judge me for that, because people don't treat you like everyone else once they found that you are a minister. They don't treat you the same. But I want to encourage you today. I had to accept it and say, you know, God, I'm embracing my calling. I'm embracing, right, I'm not going to hide from my calling. This is what God's called me to do. And sometimes it is hard, you guys. It is hard. It is hard. But I want to be that wise builder in my life. And no one will know I'm not a preacher if I don't preach. No one will know that I'm a minister if I don't say, okay, I'm a minister. So they know that something is different about me. They see that part. And people can see that there's something different about you, but I want to encourage you today to be the wise builder. I want to encourage you today to not become the foolish builder. Leave a legacy. And in order to leave a legacy, like that of Chuck Brown and like that of Donna Summer, even though it wasn't gospel, they left a legacy in music. Whatever it is that God has called you to do to touch people, do that. Do it well and touch people's lives and allow people to be touched through your ministry. I want to say God bless you. I want to say God bless Robert Wesley of the Robert Wesley Branch Show. I love you, man. I thank you for being an inspiration in my life. Yeah, and it's all about touching people's lives. So my prayer for you today is that you'll be a wise builder. And if it's your desire to be a wise builder right now, I'm going to say this, you know, wherever you are, there's a master builder who wants to be there for you in your life. And that's Jesus Christ. And my prayer today for you is that if that's your desire, if your desire is to be touched by the master builder and for your life to be changed, he will come into your life today. One thing I do is say his prayer after me. Father God, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for my sins. I am a sinner, and I need to be saved. I pray that you will give me a vision for my life, a vision that will bless you and bless your people. I pray that you'll use me for your glory. I pray that you'll forgive me for my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I pray that you'll come into my heart, and I pray that you'll be Lord of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I just want to tell you tonight, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, you can be the wise builder. You can be that wise builder. God bless you. I'm going to leave you right now with Mary Mary's Never Wave My Flag. God bless you. I'll see you again next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless.
Life is hitting me in the face. Not today, not today.